All right, so welcome to worship at Providence Presbyterian Church. So this is Youth Sunday, which means our worship today is being led by our youth, but particularly this year's confirmation class. So if you are visiting with us for the first time, we hope you are warmly welcomed by everyone here in our community. Please sign the welcome pads that you will find at the end of the pews and share any information you would like us to know. For announcements, after worship today is our Old Church Picnic at Lilliput Park. It's where Hope Street and Blackstone Boulevard meet as you head towards Pawtucket. And bring your own picnic lunch and join us in fellow worship. So next Friday is youth and others are encouraged to attend a dramatic first-person presentation of the first RISD graduate of color. So that meeting, they're meeting at 6:20 p.m. to carpool to program at AS220. So the flyer's on the bulletin board in the Hope Room. For more information, just see Pastor Chris and just tell her that you're interested. You may also sign up for the upcoming mission projects in the Hope Room, which are both June 21st. One of them is the Camp Street Food Pantry, which is a work day at 9 a.m. to noon. And there's also the Pride Festival booth with Presbyterian Promise. And that is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for whatever time you want to volunteer. And see Dan Blackford for further details. So Pastor B is on vacation this week after today. So if you have any pastoral need, be in touch with Pastor Chris or Pastor Glenn Ramsey on Wednesday or Thursday. So details are in the bulletin or the Providence publicist. So are there any other announcements? No? All right. So next we'll have our call to worship. Good morning. The Spirit gathers us to worship God and builds us up in faith, hope, and love, so that we may go into the world to proclaim the gospel and work for justice and peace. Let us worship together. The worship band will now lead us in the hymn, O for a Thousand Tongues.
Good morning. Please join me in standing as the worship band leads you in this song. The worship band is less youthful than other parts of the service, perhaps, but they still let us play.
Sing your praise. God has promised that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, let us call upon the Lord, confessing our sins. We pray first in silence and then together, using the words printed in the bulletin. Let us pray. And together out loud, generous God, you send us the spirit of courage, but we have been afraid. You send us the spirit of truth, but we cling to our illusions. You send us the spirit of healing, but we cannot let go for our hurts. Holy Spirit of forgiveness, come to us again. Shake our hearts, set our souls on fire. Send us out into the world, rejoicing in your power. We hold on to your perpetual burdens, guilt and sin. We ask for your help to live with your justice and love. Amen. Our confession will continue as we sing, Give Me a Clean Heart, found in a small hymnal, number 2133. Followers of Jesus, God has promised salvation to us, to our children, and to all who are near and far. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Worship band invites you to join in if you know the song for the anthem.
They sang and all the angels shouted for joy, shouted for joy. And looking back through history, our people, they have always had a song they must sing, a song they must sing. We are the people of God. We'll sing your song here on the earth. All over the world. to join in your song. Join in your song. Every nation, tribe, and tongue, come together, join as one. Give glory to God. Glory to God. We are the people of God. We'll sing your song.
As a church, let us now share our joys and concerns with one another and with God. After 2 to 3 people have spoken, Angelina will say, "Lord, in your mercy." Please respond by saying, "Hear our prayer."
I'd like to ask prayers for the Presbytery's Committee on Ministry meeting this Wednesday, that they will be listening to God's will. Also for all the commissioners to General Assembly, which will be meeting in Detroit beginning next Saturday, I'd like to ask that God be with them and his spirit guide them in the decisions they have to make. And also prayers for Walter.
Continued prayers for my husband's job search. He has an exciting interview scheduled for tomorrow, and today is his birthday, so that would be a really nice birthday present for him.
Also, today is Nicole's birthday. She's here, but she doesn't want to get up.
We're happy that my parents are visiting, Barb and Rick Shaw from Ohio, for Julia's graduation. So we thank God for Julia graduating from high school, too.
Lord, in your mercy.
On Saturday is Sophie's birthday, and she's turning 4.
I just have a couple concerns. Dawson is actually going to be getting tubes tomorrow morning, and Sharon Gibson will be doing the procedure. So we're very grateful and thankful to know her, and we know that he's in good hands. And our other concern is that, unfortunately, the buyer for our house has backed out. So we no longer have sold our house, but it will be back on the market this week, and we're hopeful that it will sell at some point this summer. Thank you.
Lord, in your mercy.
I would like prayers for my sister-in-law's family as they lost her mother, Betty Sears, this week. We've prayed for her several times. She's had ongoing health issues, but we're thankful that she's with the Lord now and she's no longer suffering. So, thank you.
I just want to ask prayers for a close family friend named Andy. His father passed away this week.
Two joys. The first is that my niece Rebecca, they just got a report that the last bone marrow transplant was 100% successful. So that's wonderful after several years. The other joy is just thank you all for one last time for allowing Heather and I to be part of this congregation. This will be our last Sunday in Providence before we head out early next Sunday morning, actually. So just goodbye to everyone if I don't get a chance, and thank you all. And one last concern or prayer request. We're waiting for a pathology report. Heather may have a melanoma on her operating hand, which is a little scary. So hopefully that's nothing, but your prayers would be appreciated. Thank you.
I have a joy. Yesterday I was in New Haven for my grandson Elijah's bar mitzvah, and so I'd like prayers for Elijah and his family as he enters manhood. He's about this tall.
Lord, in your mercy.
Risk of sounding like a broken record, I ask you to pray for my mom again. She's still in the hospital. They're still trying to figure out what strain exactly of pneumonia she has. She was hoping to get released. They promised her multiple times this week. Tomorrow you'll go home. But actually, she doesn't want to go home. She wants to go to nursing care to recuperate a little bit more, and they're waiting, I guess, on either some insurance issues and some space issues. So she's very hopeful that she'll be out of the hospital tomorrow, but also very hopeful that she will not have to go home and resume home responsibilities, but be placed into nursing care. So for probably just for a couple weeks. If you could pray for a space to open up for her, that would be great. Thanks.
She's gonna be embarrassed by this, but it's me and Julia's 11th anniversary today. So I thought I would thank God for sustaining our marriage for 11 years and pray his blessings upon our marriage going forward.
I just want to thank you all for praying for my aunt who had cancer surgery for a malignant brain tumor last week. She's doing very well and in rehab, and just ask for continued prayers for healing and that they got it all. Thank you.
Lord, in your mercy.
You know, it's a great joy for the whole church that we have so many little children in our congregation. And my concern is we're looking for people who are willing to be on a rotation for childcare over the summer. So when you're at the picnic today or, you know, during the week, if you can contact Juliet or myself, we'll, if we get lots of people, then we can have a rotation that will mean everyone will have a chance to be in worship often. But remember, how we care for the least among us defines who we are.
Continuous prayers for Juliet as she struggles with the healing process at home. And also prayers for the Mensa family. They're great friends of ours and also the Ghana community. They lost their father. He was a great figure. He was like a father to all of us in the Ghanaian community. And they're trying to get things ready to send him home for burial. So prayers for the Mensa family.
To join with prayers with the Community Church of Providence, Evan Howard has worked many times with us in many projects, including the Easter Sunrise service over the years. This week they lost not one but two members of their congregation, husband and wife. Ann Burnham was in hospice care and died on Tuesday evening, and David Burnham, who was the founder of the Paul Cuffey School, died in his sleep that night. It's a big loss for the Community Church of Providence and the wider Providence community, as they have been incredible people throughout their tenure and life in this time here.
Let us unite our hearts and minds in prayer for our world, saying, Almighty God, hear our prayer. For the church throughout the world, Almighty God, inspire the sons and daughters of your church for prophetic witness to your truth. And upon old and young, give clarity of vision to acknowledge your saving power in the world. For nations of the world and its leaders, Almighty God, overcome the babel of misunderstanding among the nations, and let all people hear in their own language and recognize in their own culture your unifying message of love. For planet Earth, our home, Almighty God, by your Spirit, renew the earth. Make us good stewards of its resources, and teach us to enjoy its abundance rightly. For those in need of healing, Almighty God, for those whose names were spoken today, O God, we pray. Send your healing spirit upon those who are sick in body or mind. Restore them to health, and restore to them the joy of salvation. For neighbors and members of our civic community, Almighty God, teach us to be good neighbors, to live in peace with one another, and in friendship, share the joys and burdens of daily life. For our children, Almighty God, bless our children, protect them from danger, and help parents and caregivers nurture them, so that they may mature in wisdom and grow in grace. For our enemies, Almighty God, bless our enemies, and show us how we may do good to them, for the sake of Jesus Christ. In your mercy, Almighty God, receive our prayers, and according to your wisdom, provide all that we need. Through Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Now let us join Eliza in the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The first reading is from Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will know portents in the heaven above, and signs in the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'"
Second reading is John 20, verses 19 through 23. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came out and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed him his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven on them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the word of the Lord. Let's sing together hymn number 525, "Here I Am, Lord," found in the larger hymn.
Hi, I'm Julia, and I'm a senior, so this is like a senior reflection, I guess. All the times I've heard the Pentecost story, I've pictured the 12 disciples standing in a room and all of a sudden being overcome with the Holy Spirit and starting to talk really fast. At first, they don't even realize that they're speaking in different languages, and they aren't in control of what they're saying. Their words are pouring out of them uncontrollably. They're so grateful and amazed at the works of Christ that they cannot withhold themselves from exclaiming the good news. I imagine that an outsider who came into the room the disciples were in would hear this deafening clash of voices speaking all at once and would not be able to make out a single word anyone was saying. And yet, not only do the people of Jerusalem hear the voices from their whereabouts in the city, but they're able to distinguish the words of their own language that are being spoken and understand them over the noise of all the countless other languages. I think the Pentecost passage that describes the new ability of the disciples to tell people about Christ in their own languages doesn't only apply to the different alphabets and meanings of words that each language has. I think the Pentecost also tells of how God sent the Holy Spirit to his followers so they could exclaim the good word to people that are different ages from them, that come from different cultures, work different jobs. The Spirit enables followers of Christ to speak of God and the gospel in ways that pertain to their each unique audience, so that each individual can hear God in a way that directly pertains to their life, their circumstances, and can understand the worth of believing in him. I think I grew in faith and became the person I am today because people with a gift to speak to and connect with youth reached out to me and show me how Christianity is relevant in my life. Various youth leaders, adults, teachers, and pastors have taught me over the years that I can put my trust in God. And I recognize that they didn't just teach me that out of their own will and capabilities, but were blessed by God with a talent for being a friend to young adults like me and preaching the gospel in a way that we can understand. When you think about it, it doesn't seem crazy or improbable at all that the people of Jerusalem could each pick out the words being spoken in their own language amidst the many others. All of them had for so long been living with an internal longing to be understood and to fill their empty lives. And their ears had just been waiting to hear someone who could talk in their language tell them that there is hope. It doesn't seem weird that over the voices we hear in our lives, we recognize when a certain person is talking about God in a way that is meaningful to us. I'm so grateful for all the people in my life who have reached out to me spiritually, and I hope that God will bless me in the future with the gift to reach out to other people and tell the good word in a language that they can understand. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Kobe Asante. I'm also a senior at the Reflection. From reading the verse about John, from reading the verse from John, I've learned two things. One is that we must live our lives with peace. And the second being, to remain at peace, we must forgive those who have sinned against us. I'm not one to hold a grudge, so I can't really relate to this on a personal level. But I can understand how holding a grudge can keep your mind clouded. If we keep their sins on our mind throughout our day, it could alter our minds with thoughts of rage and retaliation. With this state of mind, we are no longer able to be the people that God intends us to be. On top of that, we are no longer able to think as we should. Our minds will continuously drift to the event that brought us pain recently and distract us from our daily tasks. We may even change our personalities to one of being sour, which would affect our people around us. But as we forgive our offenders, we can clear our minds and focus on the subjects that matter most to us, which is not only beneficial to us, but the people around us. So once we forgive others, we may be at peace. Thank you.
At this time, we'd like to recognize all of you who have served as our church school teachers this year. When I call your name, if you'd please come and stand up front. For Godly Play, we have Angelina Addo, Gina Bay, Kathy Cooper, Sally Lockhart, Jill Moles, Veen Nasser, Gladys Oya, Monica Vanderbon, Melody Ward. For We Believe, we have Alice Cooper, Andrew Foster, Sharon Gibson, Lori Gerard, Marianne Harrison, Jenny Surgener. For the middle school class, we have Tom Evans and Joe Fisher. For high school, we have Beatrice Conover and Bob Smanek. I know as a parent of two children in the Sunday school what an impact you have on our children's lives, and you help make children, you help make coming to church fun for them. You help them feel loved and give them a sense of belonging. You help make God's word understandable and meaningful in their lives. So we want to thank you so much for giving all of your time and your talents to help teach our youth what it means to love God and live out their faith in this world. Thank you for planting seeds of faith in our children's hearts. And as a small token of appreciation, we have wildflower seeds to give to you. Which, where did I put them? Did I bring a bag up here? Is it back there? The bag? Thank you. Sorry. as a small token of our appreciation, and to remind you of God's promise in Isaiah 55:11, my word will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So thank you very much. Have a seat. Thank you. We also at this time would like to give a special thank you to Jenny Smanek. If you could come forward. Jenny Smanek has been our parish associate since 2010, and we have been so blessed to have Jenny and her family worshiping here with us, and for the many ways that she has served this community. I'm sure all of you have seen Jenny preaching up here and leading us in worship numerous times over the years, and we are so grateful to have such a familiar and caring pastor during our transition as she covered Pastor Chris's sabbatical last July and August. She has also been a vital part of our nurture committee, organizing and contributing to many events that help us feel more connected and strengthen our bond of faith, such as TNT, Fall Festival, the Easter Egg Hunt, and summer barbecues. Jenny's vision and expertise helped create the youth advisory team and develop a workable schedule for our youth group, which has been particularly affected by the transition. Over the last year, I've had the pleasure of assisting Jenny in leading 13 of our youth through a confirmation class. As we journeyed together, exploring our faith and learning what it means to be part of the church, I've experienced firsthand her solid faith, her passion for teaching, and her love for these kids. So on your last official day with us at PPC, we wanted to formally thank you for all you have done for this community. I was told that gardening was a theme at your installation here 4 years ago, and I know it is one of your hobbies. So in honor of that, we're presenting you with a Vulcan Fire rhododendron, which is right here. We will miss having you with us on a regular basis, but we pray that God will bless you abundantly in your new call.
And gardening was the theme at her installation last week to her new church in Connecticut. Many of you don't know that Jenny and Julia, don't go away yet, stepped up to teach the confirmation class in yet another twist of transition in this church's life, and Jenny continued to do that even as she accepted the new call to the Hampton Church. We hope that you will find a place in your garden.
Absolutely.
For this rhododendron. It's a Vulcan flame to symbolize Pentecost and should grow mightily into the life of your garden and in your life and ministry in the new places that you will go. And we so appreciate this time that you've had with us. And I would also like to thank Juliet with some flowers for Pentecost. Perhaps no other committee in the life of this church has experienced so much transition in the last 4 years. And I am grateful for Juliet's new leadership as co-chair with Sally Lockhart and the help and the transition that that's taken with Gina Bay as she steps into the PNC role, and particularly this year for confirmation class. So many, many thanks.
So I'm a pastor preacher. I can't help myself. I have to say a few words. I was thinking as I was sitting here how much I have loved these kids this year. I will remember each and every one of you every single time I look at that bush in my yard where you played and ran and I don't know what all else, in the dark, in the light, in the sunshine. The greatest gift of love is letting go. And one of the wonderful things that I know about this church is as I go and move on to my call and let go of all of you, I continue to hold you in prayer. You will continue to hold me in prayer. But you will more than that continue to take care of these wonderful, wonderful kids that have been working with us throughout this year. You can't imagine, they're all like looking down at their feet, how amazing they are. So thank you for entrusting them to our care, and I give them back to you as I leave. Know that I will continue to love and keep you all in prayer. Especially Juliet, I just need a hug.
Thanksgiving for God's gift to us, let us offer ourselves and the fruits of our labor for God's work in the world.
Thank you. Almighty God, we have opened our hands to you, and our hands have been filled with good things. Receive the gifts we bring in gratitude for your care for us, and help us to bless you with dedication of our lives. Through Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Forgive me, I just had this, and I hit the wrong button. Oh, thank you. I hit my touch screen on the way up. We call forward the members of this year's confirmation class who wish to join the church for the service of baptism and confirmation. So please come forward. Come on, guys.
This side. Angelina. Becca. Okay. Jonek. Jonek. No, you come, too. Okay. And Becca and Will in front. There we go. That's okay. It's both. All right.
Hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. You did not choose me, but I chose and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. Obeying the word of our Lord Jesus Christ and confident of his promises, we baptize those whom God has called. In baptism, God claims us and seals us to show that we belong to God. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined in Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice.
On behalf of the session, I present Rebecca, Kimberly, Curlew, and William Kofi Nabla Badu to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will and Becca, do you desire to be baptized?
Trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you turn from the ways of sin and renounce evil and its power in the world?
Who is your Lord and Savior?
Do you trust in him?
Do you intend to be his disciple, to obey his word, and to show his love?
And do we, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ, promise to guide and nurture Will and Becca? By word and deed, with love and prayer, encourage them to know and follow Christ in all that they do? If so, say we do.
We do. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for your faithfulness promised in this sacrament and for the hope that we have in your Son, Jesus. We give you thanks, O holy and gracious God, because in the beginning your Spirit moved over the face of the waters and you created all that is seen and unseen. O God, by the gift of water, you sustain all of life. Bless this water of baptism that it may bring grace to these baptized today. As we baptize with water, baptize us with your Holy Spirit, so that what we say may be your word and what we do may be your work. By your power, may we all be made one with Christ our Lord, in common faith and purpose, wherever our journeys may lead. Amen.
Amen.
Will and Becca, will you please kneel?
Rebecca, Kimberly, Curlew, child of God, child of the covenant, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God bless you this day and forevermore. Amen.
William Kofi Nabla Badu, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Rebecca and Will, you are now received into the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. See what great love God has for us that we have been called children of God. So we are.
I'd like to call forward those who have served as confirmation mentors with each of these confirmands that is about to join the church. So please come forward, mentors. We have had a wonderful group of mentors with all of our confirmation students this year, and we invite them to stand behind their confirmand as we go into the service of confirmation. Crowded up here. Nate, Dan, Chris, Nate, Will, Angelina, Cubby, Dylan, Jonic. Jesus Christ has chosen you and in baptism has joined you to himself. He has called each one of you together with us into the church, which is his body. Now he has brought you to this time and place so that you may confess his name before our sisters and brothers in Christ and go out to serve him as faithful disciples. Please show your intentions to unite with this church by answering these questions.
Who is your Lord and Savior?
Do you trust in him?
Do you intend to be his disciple, to obey his word, and to show his love?
Do you promise to be a faithful member of this congregation, giving of yourself in every way, and so fulfill your calling as a disciple of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior?
And do we, the members of this church, promise to welcome and involve these new members, share our faith and ministry together, so that we may grow as disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we do.
We do.
Let us pray. Gracious and ever-loving God, we praise you for calling us to be a servant people and for gathering us into the body of Christ. We thank you for the gifts that you have brought to this congregation through those who have confessed faith in you today. Together, may we live in your spirit and so love one another that we may have the mind of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom we give honor and glory, both now and for all time. Amen.
I invite the parents of this confirmation class to please stand. Thank you for your commitment in making this year-long process of confirmation possible. And these students, as they have gone forward to make this commitment today, we give thanks. Friends, you are disciples of Jesus Christ. He has commissioned you. Live in his love and serve him. Be filled with gratitude. Let the message of Christ dwell among you in all richness. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Welcome to this ministry of Jesus Christ alongside all of us here, some of us who have known you for many, many years. Welcome to this church. Please stay while we begin singing our final hymn so that we may share gifts with you and congratulations from your mentors. Our final hymn this morning is Take My Life, number 391 in the large hymnal. Let us sing as we welcome these confirmands.
Thank you.
think summer set in.
Yeah,
so.
Next snow rope. Snow rope.
How are you? Good morning, Bea. How are you? Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Isn't that a great group?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, how was your trip?
Good.
Good.
You got wet.
Yeah. Yeah. Good morning, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning.
This coming week, yeah. Thanks. I'm moving.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Dying and moving is
good. That's for sure. Good morning. Good to see you all again. Good morning. Good to see you again. Good morning, Judy. I'm fine. You're ready for summer. Woo. Yeah. Morning, Chris. Good morning. Hi. Hello. Good to have you here. Good morning. Pardon me?
My daughter, Nicole.
Nicole, good to have you here. Good to have you. Hi, Shirley. How are ya? Good to see you.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. Good morning again. Good to have you here. Good morning. Good to always see you. Good morning, Pamela. Good to see you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Thank you.
Good morning. Good to see you. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Hi, Ray. Good to meet you. Yeah. Good morning. Good to have you. Hi, Judy.
Yep. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You're youngest now, huh?
Uh-huh.
All the... Yeah. I'm glad I got to baptize her.
Hi.
I haven't seen you for a while, Dorothy.
California, and last Sunday I slept in. We got in after midnight and...
Oh, worn out. That's a big trip.
Well, I just woke up too late.
Good morning, Juliet. Good morning.
When you get back from vacation, give me a ring and we can do lunch, maybe.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere. I'm moving. Yeah.
Oh, movie can be a mess, but enjoy it. I think you're going to have all these, do you like to make things look pretty?
Yeah, right. Good morning again. Always good to have you here. Good morning, how are you? They did a good job, didn't they? Yes, they are. Good morning. Good morning. Good to have you here. Hi, Ben. How are you? Hi, Sally.
It's amazing. It's always amazing.
It's always amazing. They grow up. You've known them since they were young.
Nathan. was in my first Catholic play class. And he was 7 or 8 or 9 when he came to say to me one morning, I feel like I'm hard. I need to be in another place. And I let him sit.
Good morning. Good morning, Judy. Well, we're there. In pieces, but we're there.
And now the hard work.
What?
Yeah, I still have to.
I wanted to drive
continue
because
they got all the
me.
Furniture out. Now I didn't have time to pack everything. So I have to go back and pack up the kitchen and all that stuff. Yeah. I have a week.
Yeah, right.
It's going to fly by, I'm afraid. Good morning, Gladys. Good to see you. Yeah. Hi. Good to see you. Actually, my vacation is so I can move. Yeah. No, not really. Hi. How are you? I would assume so. I don't know where she went to now. Hi. How are you, Nancy? Gotta get my. I'm fine. How are you? Yeah, I'm pretty warm. Yeah. Hi, Joanne. Yeah. Can I give you a hug? Okay. Good morning. Hi, Angelina.
Hi.
Welcome to membership in the church.
Thank you. Your hands look hot.
Huh?
Your hands look hot.
I am. Yeah, you're nice and cool. You're nice and cool.
Best of luck in your move this week.
Thank you.
I'm sure everything will go well.
I hope so. Yeah, it was.
Am I coming to help you this afternoon?
You can help some, but I don't have a lot. A lot of the stuff that needs to be unpacked, I can't unpack because I don't have, like, the bookshelves aren't here yet. So I can't unpack those. The dishes aren't here yet, so I can't unpack those. You can, Ian supposedly wiped them down yesterday, but I looked at one yesterday and it was like, I thought he cleaned those down. And I have some shelving stuff to put on them. Yeah. Okay, okay. Enjoy your week. Yeah.